Millions of Americans don't get regular dental care. They come from all backgrounds and live in all areas. WNYC's Fred Mogul went to a free oral health clinic recently in Old Greenwich, Connecticut, and filed this report.
Allison Patnick is getting a tooth filled. She's had a toothache for more than a year.
Doing great.
But she's in a good mood today because she's receiving free dental care.
Nice and sweet. It looks like an abscess, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
A dentist at Old Greenwich Dental Associates estimates it'll cost Patnick $6,500 to get the full array of services she really needs. Two root canals, a tooth extraction, and deep periodontal scaling. She's grateful today's treatment will improve her teeth a little bit and help her save up for the more expensive dental overhaul ahead.
I'm really starting with what hurts, and I'm still concerned how I'm going to pay for it, but I am in pain.
Patnick is one of dozens of people who came to the clinic. Only a few were actually from Greenwich, one of the richest towns in the country, with a median household income of $161,000. Dr. Greg Bush, who owns the practice, says people are coming from the whole region, from Norwalk, Stamford, Bridgeport, and more.
So there's people everywhere, don't have a job, don't have the insurance, and people end up in pain. They need to have something done.
This is true even in a state where almost 8 out of 10 adults have seen a dentist in the last year, a higher rate than anywhere else in the country. Bush is doing the free care day for the second year in a row through a program called Dentistry from the Heart.
It's a good turnout. I've had a lot of people come in and just thank us, and that's the most important thing, is giving back.
At least 100 million Americans have no dental coverage, including more than a quarter of the people who do have general health insurance. Allison Patnick actually does have dental insurance through the temp agency she works for, but it covers only cleanings and little else. She hopes to get a better job soon.
I'm making 20% of what I used to make and paying, you know, for these very minimal benefits, but I'm happy to have something and I'm happy to be back in the workplace.
She also hopes a new job will have better health insurance, so she won't have to use up all her savings on her teeth. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.
Just a little vibration.
Don't worry, though. They're all good vibrations.